With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. fails to get the U.N. to approve its Ukraine resolution.
It was opposed by the U.S., which had its own resolution calling for a swift end to the war, but never mentioning Russia's invasion. That resolution failed. Here's U.S. Deputy Ambassador Dorothy Shea before the General Assembly vote.
Neither these amendments nor the resolution offered by Ukraine will stop the killing.
Ukraine's Deputy Foreign Minister Mariana Betsa also spoke to the GA.
This is a moment of truth, a historic moment.
And she says her country is exercising its right to self-defense. I'm Julie Walker.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the Department of Public Safety, troopers and special agents assisted federal law enforcement agents with the Department of Homeland Security to conduct immigration raids into the Colony Ridge subdivision near Houston. Colony Ridge is a massive 30,000-acre housing development north of Houston that's home to a large population of illegal immigrants. The area is also known to be a high-crime area. The former Secret Service agent who leaped onto President John F. Kennedy's car after he was shot in Dallas has died.
Although few may recognize his name, the footage of Secret Service agent Clint Hill, captured on a chilling home movie of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in Dallas on November 22, 1963, provided some of the most vivid images of Kennedy's assassination. Hill told the Warren Commission that he reacted after hearing a shot and seeing Kennedy slumped in his seat. Hill received Secret Service awards and was promoted for his actions that day, but for decades blamed himself for Kennedy's death, saying he didn't react quickly enough and would gladly have given his life to save the president. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More at townhall.com.
...93% of Protestant clergymen say they brought up the issue of our suffering brothers and sisters around the globe from the pulpit at least one time in the last year, according to a new poll from Lifeway Research. Over 85% of pastors say they've also led prayers for the persecuted and urged their congregation to continue praying on their own. About one-third of clergy have also handed out information about global persecution to their parishioners. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German investigators say the suspect in a stabbing attack at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial that left a Spanish tourist seriously injured is a Syrian refugee who apparently wanted to kill Jews. The victim sustained life-threatening injuries to the neck when he was attacked. He is now out of danger. In a separate case, police arrested an 18-year-old Muslim on suspicion of preparing an attack on the Israeli embassy. This is SRN News. Democrats are facing a lack of enthusiasm among donors frustrated over the party's losses in 2024. Bob Agnew reports.
Many Democrat supporters say they're frustrated by the way the Biden administration secured their support on the premise Joe Biden could once again defeat Donald Trump, and say that the later switch to Kamala Harris left the party flat-footed. Still smarting over the failures, one anonymous donor complained to The Hill, quote, "They want us to spend money, and for what? For no message, no organization, no forward thinking." Bob Agnew reporting.
Vivek Ramaswamy is officially launching his campaign for Ohio governor. At a launch event Monday in Cincinnati, Ramaswamy said that he will lead Ohio to be the top state in the country where patriots across America flock to, instead of Florida and Texas. He went on to say that he feels President Trump is reviving our conviction in America and that the people of Ohio require one who will do the same in their state. More details at srnnews.com.